And I don't care who gets killed, I don't give a shit. As long as it's not me. As long as it's not somebody close to me. Although to tell you the truth, if it's somebody close to me. Although to tell you the truth, if it's somebody close to me. Although to tell you the truth, if it's somebody close to me. Although to tell you the truth, if it's somebody close to me. Although to tell you the truth, if it's somebody
Well, that's an excellent question. I'm so glad you asked. Statistics show that no, you should not inject bleach into your eyeball with a needle. Paid for by the committee to stop injecting bleach into the eyeballs with needles.
The Ministry of Lava manages our national lava resources to ensure that we will always have a steady supply of lava to operate the nation's active volcanoes, which in turn power our cities and methamphetamine labs. As a matter of national security, we need to reduce our dependence on foreign lava, which means an expansion of domestic lava drilling. As your chancellor, I will build lava wells all over the country, as well as secure access to more lava fields by invading Hawaii. Imagine orange gold spurting out from school playgrounds on the Great Plains and illuminating the Nebraska sky like fireworks on the 4th of July. Magma oozing over the rolling hills of Kentucky. Volcanic ash settling gently over homes in New England like fresh gray snow. Lava markets to continue to be dominated by terriblest regimes like Iceland, Chile, and the Philippines. Vote for my opponent, who sits in their back pocket as comfortably as Pahoehoe on the slopes of Kilauea. If you want the United States to stay competitive in the era of peak lava and beyond, then take a chance on the Chancellor.
Funny?
Well, my dogs think I'm funny, Daryl.
Well, I mean, you ever want to be, like, in front of an audience? Like, other than, like, squirrels, dogs, and dead persons?
Oh, shoot. From time to time, I've been giving it a thought or two.
You know, if you go to Joke Workshop, there's more than two peoples paying attention to your jokes, and they ain't even gonna be jerks about it.
Daryl, are you serious? I can get people to listen to my jokes.
And they'll even say nice things to you before they tell you how to get improvements.
No way. What is this dang nabbit thing called?
It's Joke Workshop.
Joke Workshop?
Yep, every Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the Mutant Radius.
So you're saying I could tell my jokes every Monday from 6 to 8?
That's what I'm saying. It's the Joke Workshop Mondays, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Mutant Radius. Yahoo!
499.
We are Unleash the Rain, and we're coming to you streaming live every Tuesday from 4 to 6 p.m. here at MutinyRadio.fm in the Mission in San Francisco.
Because we need more rain in San Francisco.
Yes, we're still in a drought here in California, but this is a business show, you silly man.
I was hoping for a rain dance.
Well, why, that would be a lot of fun, and we do have a lot of fun on the show. What we do is we help small and medium-sized businesses leverage technology to increase revenue and reduce expenses and make it rain for your business.
Are you sure it's going to be fun if I listen?
We are very fun. We're also real world. We are not messing around. We're going to give you the real deal.
Cool. So I can send an email to Vincent at Unleash the Rain or Stacy at Unleash the Rain and ask my business question or my technology question?
Absolutely. Ask us your business and technology questions. We would love to answer those on the air.
And then listen to our podcast or listen to us live on Tuesdays.
And also check us out on
Carl, test, Carl. Carl, test. Test Carl. Test Carl. All right, back to the show.
For some delicious late night food, I suggest you mosey on down to Bender's Bar. Inside, you can find Counter Offer, and my offering you amazing late night food and snacks. Try the chicken biscuit. It's like your stomach's in a tasty tornado. exceptionally great Daily Ground Sustainable Burgers with sides of tater tots, grilled asparagus, and delicious zucchini, and creamy-licious mac and cheese. You like tacos? They got them! And from the specials, very deep fried fish sandwich to a stoner burger with a donut bun. What are those crazy potheads gonna come up with next? Go to the counter offer inside of Blender's Bar at 800 South Van Ness Avenue, San Francisco. It's located between 19th Street and 20th Street in the Mission District. Open 7 nights a week from 5 to 10 p.m. or later. Counter offer, son.
The dictionary definition of the adjective eclectic is selecting or choosing from various sources. When Bay Area musician J.D. Buell brings you Morning Train Wednesday 10 a.m. to noon on Mutiny Radio, that is exactly what he does. Select music from various sources to give you a unique listening experience. Rock, pop, jazz, bluegrass, gospel, funk, reggae, folk, blues, country and western, electronica, soul, disco, rhythm and blues, punk and post-punk come together with music from around the world with Buell's passionate and down-to-earth delivery. In an age of personal music delivery systems, J.D. Buell carries on the values of progressive FM radio when a listener could actually have a relationship with a programmer, someone who would create an eclectic musical environment wherein both listener and host find fulfillment. The Morning Train with J.D. Buell, Wednesday, 10 to noon on MutinyRadio.fm. Freeform radio for free minds.
This is the story of three strangers hosting an open mic.
When comics stop being polite and start getting real.
This is the Sick Sad Open Mic.
Every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. and every fourth Tuesday is our Sick Sad Showcase.
Brought to you by Adrian Villalone, Valerie Vernally, and Katie Carnes.
See you there, angsties.
You're standing on my neck.
Good evening there, my friends here at MutinyRadio.fm. Chester Cashcock here, and giving you my love and regard as well.
let's change it up for a couple hours. What's up? Now you know what the fuck's the deal. Hope everybody's doing well. It is Monday evening. Hello. Hope everybody had a good weekend. I'm flying solo cholo tonight. It was a long weekend. We all had a great time. Got to hang out with Paul this weekend, but we'll get into that later. We had a tragedy out in Oakland, so there's a big vigil going on out there, and Bill's paying his respects. He's doing his thing. So, you get to listen to me tonight. I did get to go on the dirt bag this weekend, so I'm a little beat, as was Paul. So he needs sleep. He's been pushing his body pretty hard for the last couple months, so it's time to take a break, I think, for him. Hopefully he should be back next week. He was excited about coming in next week. He's done for today. So it was a great weekend. We had the dirt bag this weekend. What a great ride. I highly recommend, if you're going to go on this ride, to bring dirt tires. I took my bike. I got the Harley out there in the mud for a little bit, man. It was interesting. It was quite a ride, I'll tell you what. Get the white knuckles going in the... it's exciting, man. It's super exciting. So, yeah, that was a great time. I don't feel like I deserve to be there, and I was honored to be invited. That was a fantastic ride. Great group of guys. But we'll talk more about that later. I want to get into some music. I do want to thank Seth and Aaron from The Creeps for those burnouts, man. Those guys were sick. So I thought I'd throw some music their way. I'll talk to you in a minute.
Up in me, kneel down, clear the stone of leaves. I wander out where you can't see. Inside my shell, I wait and bleed.
No! I took a look below, I saw a fat King Kong. I took a look above, but I saw that it didn't belong. He was trying to pay a fine and maybe take a dive. Started out of marijuana, ended up with his wine. Got a fucker every day just to feel alive. Sentimental in a rail, falling by the wayside. The brain police are watching my back. My sanity is under attack. I got a crazy look in my eye. Since my girl ran off with a Mexican guy. Maybe I should swallow a little pill. Maybe I should listen to Dr. Phil. Modern life can certainly make one feel. I was sitting on a corner of Hollywood and Vine where I saw Scarface at 75. I saw Chuck Berry at dawn with the wind. He had a little white snuggling up to him. The street was kind of dirty, but the street had soul. Saw Bobby Boris picking through the Monster Mash show. I saw Frank Zappa eat a lonely hot dog. Heard Wild Thing played by the trucks. The rain police are watching my back. My sanity is under attack. Crazy look in my eye. Since my girl ran off with a Mexican guy. Maybe I should swallow a little pill. Maybe I should listen to Dr. Phil. Modern life could certainly make one ill.
What's happening? So that was the Stooges, Mexican guy. Song before that was Slipknot, Wait and Bleed. And then the Twats played Sanity Bomb before that, which I dedicated to my buddies. Those were insane burnouts. So that was a wild party. It was a long weekend. It started with memorial service on Friday. Said goodbye to a good friend. It was actually a really good crowd. It was a big deal. It was cool. So, peace, Ernie. Good people. So then I got the call about going on the Dirtbag, which it surprised me. So, and not only that, I needed a bike with rear pegs, which, you know, the one I have. I got two bikes, so the Harley has the rear pegs. And it was Paul. He said, "Yeah, you want to go on the Dirtbag? But can you carry a girl on back that's going to photograph the whole event?" I heard she may be the official photographer of the Dirtbag Challenge. So we met on Saturday morning. Actually, I met everybody except for Paul on Saturday morning for the first time. And we left Bayview around 11 a.m. And it was a wild crowd. I have to give props to everybody. They were just a solid crowd. This young lady was hanging off the back of my bike. She was solid. Everybody was solid. It was just a good crowd. But yeah, it was super impressive, and I feel like I accomplished something. It was, you know, even though I didn't build a bike to take on it, it was an event. So we drove out of the city, headed north. 160 plus miles, I think almost 170, maybe a little more than that, north up into the mountains, and we camped out overnight, which, yeah, turned out the last 3 miles or so were on dirt in a off-highway vehicle park. So, yeah, deep ruts, a little bit of mud, and I wasn't the only one with street tires on my bike. These guys... they powered through it, and they were on rigids the whole freaking way, man. It was just a really impressive sight. I had a really good time. They were all homemade, you know. It was badass. So if you missed it, plan on it for next year because it's a good one. Things are going to change up next year. Paul's still figuring out what exactly is going to be the final change ups on the whole thing. But we're maybe thinking, or he's maybe thinking longer rides, I think, at this point, or. Yeah, we'll leave that up to him. There's a few oars in there, but I probably shouldn't have said as much as I did. So, there's a lot going on. Went up to, when I was in a, you know, once you get off the main freeways, man, you get up into those hills, and I was scraping pipes on one side, and it was just loose gravel, and so I wasn't pushing it too hard, you know, plus with the extra weight. It's a different beast, you know, and I don't want to hurt anybody. It's bad enough if I go down, but if I go down with somebody on back and they get messed up, I'm not cool with that, you know, so. And I'm usually riding solo cholo, so I was, it was a good time, man. Yeah, some of those guys were just riding, you know, and their breakdowns and fixing it and getting it going again and running out of gas. And I think 11 people made it up on homemade bikes, Paul leading the way. Paul's got a beautiful bike, by the way. If you get a chance to check it out, please go out of your way for it. It's sweet. It should be on the web. Should be on the Facebook page, I assume. So, yeah, so that was a great weekend. Sunday coming back, I laid back. We pulled over because Paul broke his adjuster on his bike, broke off. So his chain was loosening up as he was riding along. So we pulled over and we managed to fix that. But in the process, the rest of the guys were like, well, we're out and I'm with the photographer. So I'm like, so where are we going? We following the boys or we sticking with Paul? And we ended up sticking with Paul, which was a good thing. Because he did get it going. And about, I don't know, an hour later on the road, we pulled up to a red light. We were coming off 29 onto 12 there. And we jumped on it and he had me. He was out in front and he was gone. And then I saw his chain went slack and he it was making like a, I don't know, like a winding sound. And then he pulled over and I did. And by the time I walked back the 30 feet from in front of him that I was, there was a nice puddle of oil underneath his bike, which was it's like, all right, well, cool. At least we hung back with him, you know. We were there for him. Also, while we were pulled over the first time, Joyce, his beautiful woman, who I met this weekend, she's a sweet, sweet lady, badass. All my respect, Joyce. She pulled over, you know, just to hang out and see if we need anything. And Paul didn't need any help with what he was doing. We all laid off and just let him do his thing. And when she went to jump in her truck and started, that truck would not start. So we had to call AAA. Anyway, by that time, the boys were pretty well in front of us. But we did our best to catch up, and then the next breakdown happened. So I ran into town and got some JB Weld Quick, which sets in 6 minutes. It's amazing stuff, by the way. And a couple of bolts, and and Paul went to work and nailed it, man. We left there. I think we made it back from that turnoff from 121, 12 to 37 to 101 all the way into the city to the shop in like 45 minutes, 40 minutes. And not one drop of oil came out of his bike. It was just smooth sailing the whole way. It was an amazing ride. And then the party began. But before that... Paul, Bill's at this vigil tonight as well. He's over in Oakland, the vigil for the people who lost their lives in that. It's just a tragedy. My heart goes out to everybody and the families, and it's just a terrible thing. So he's out there doing his vigil. I'm going to try and mellow things out here for a minute before I go and snap, but I'll be right back. Catch up with you in a minute.
hard to sleep. I'm too cold to eat. I don't care if I die or not. Winter night in Harlem. Oh, radiator won't get hot. Well, the mean old landlord, he don't care if I freeze to death or not. Saturday night in Harlem, everything's alright. You can really swing and shake your pretty thing. The party's out of sight. Sunday morning here in Harlem.
Yeah, how about that, huh? So that was Bill Withers, Harlem. Great tune. And I threw a little Beck in there. Fucking with my head. So yeah, so it was an exciting weekend. I had such a good time. So Paul, I don't know what he did. I wasn't paying too much attention. By the time I got back from, it was maybe 20 minutes took me maybe to go and get the stuff. Came back, he had the bike apart, what he needed to fix. It was ready to go. He JB welded it, let it set as he was fixing the rear so that the tire wouldn't slide anymore. The man's a genius. Side of the road, quick, in, bam. I mean, he was done in 10, 15 minutes. We were back on the road. In the meantime, he'd gotten a text. Yeah, I had about a quart of oil, threw that in there. He'd gotten a text from a friend, and I guess she lived up the road. And not even 2 minutes after I got to back to the bike, she pulls up. She's got turkey breast sliced in a bag. It must have been about 2 pounds, 3 pounds. And some chocolate, some bark, peppermint bark. I don't know what they call it. It was delicious. Sweet lady, Trudy. Yeah, Paul's just, he's got connections and, put a quart of oil in it, started it up. Not a drop. It looked like his chain actually swung around and caught the drain plug, and I think it whacked and cracked the case. Yeah, and he fixed that on the side of the road and got going on the bike that he'd already done 4,700 miles. Crossing the country in the dirt on fire roads. He's a badass in his own right. So yeah, so it was a great weekend. Back to the party, ran into Wild Bill and our old friend Steve. They were there with Bill's son Wyatt and a good crowd of, I would say, 300 plus people, all being very mellow. They were there was a band going on. You know, everybody's seeing people they haven't seen in a long time. You know, there's bikes parked up and down the street, and there's a lot of milling, you know, going around. But it wasn't crazy. You know, it wasn't like somebody was going to die. You know, like somebody gets stabbed or that kind of crazy shit. Nobody was fighting. Everybody was cool. Everybody was smiling. Everybody was just having a great time. It was a fantastic party, and got the awards handed out to all the boys that did their jobs. And once again, just total respect to these guys. The bikes they made and to go that kind of distance. And, you know, I mean, I can only imagine, you know, and they're up. I mean, a few of them, they were up all night working on the bike, and they pushed it over from their shop with no sleep and then went on the ride. And it took us a while to get up there, you know. The last, even before we hit the dirt, it was dark. So, yeah, once we hit the dirt, it's a path, I don't know, maybe 20 feet wide in some spots with some ruts, you know, rain ruts. And there was a good patch of mud that was probably about 20 feet long, and there was standing water. You know, it's you had to pick your line real clean and do your best. But yeah, it was just an impressive, you know. And then once we did get to the campground, I actually met a young lady that was on the ride with us. She was from KQED or NPR, and she was recording the whole thing, and she's going to be doing a report on it, which is something to look forward to. Tiffany, sweet woman. Great rider. She was a badass. They were all badasses. It was just, you know, and just meeting those people that morning and them like warming up to me the way they did, it was cool, man. You know, sitting around the campfire talking shit is always fun. But it's, you know, it's a little iffy when you're the outsider, and I was totally comfortable with these folk. I was doing my thing. So we had a good weekend. Bill is mourning a loss. He did have a friend that was involved in that fire, so he's doing his thing as well. He needs to do his thing. And nothing really coming up other than that. Paul does have some ideas about changing up the dirt bag next year. You should be there. If you weren't there this year, go next year. Look into it. There's some movies out on the internet, I'm sure. The Rattler, Dirtbag. What was Dirtbag was the first one, I believe. And then the Return of the Rattler, Dirtbag 2, which I saw, which is a great movie. It'll make you want to build a chopper and, like, do this thing. It's just, I've already looked into getting a bike. I lined up a bike. So now I just need to find a work spot for it and get the thing running and then figure out what I want to do to it. And I'm not even thinking for the dirt bag. I'm thinking for cruising around town. It should be just, you know, I'm thinking it'll be cool. So I'm looking forward to doing that. If anybody's got some space they want to let me do some work in, give me a holler. That'd be fantastic. I can get the work done. I just need a spot, and I'm hoping it won't take that long because I want to get that thing on the road. What else happened? Can't say. The drive back, breaking down, the party. The party was insane. It was just, it was such a good time. The punk bands were killer. And then they did burn the tires off a couple bikes on private property, of course, which was impressive. It was really freaking cool. It was badass. You know, smoking out the street, and there was just chunks of rubber everywhere. You know, it was just cool, man. You know, it got the crowd going. Everybody was into it. It was a fun time, man. So hopefully we'll be doing that again next year, somehow, some way, somewhere. Of course, up to Paul. We'll see where he goes with it. I'm not going to bother you anymore. I'm going to put on some music. How about some... I believe this was recorded live in Australia.
Mr. Phil Rudd, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes. Mr. Phil Rudd. All right, here's a song that we actually know, and we actually made it up. So I hope you actually enjoy it, and it goes actually like this.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? It's me again. So there's probably going to be a lot of music tonight. This show works really well with three guys talking shit to each other in a room 2 hours a week. You know, it's like a vent, but it's not... There's no animosity. There's there's a lot of shit talking, though. We have a good time. So that was Jet Lazy Gun. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just in a weird mood. So I make the playlist. I, like, slap on the old iPod, and I just put it on shuffle and see what I like, and I write it down, and then I kind of figure out the order, and I make a playlist, and whammo, I got a playlist. Yeah, it's... And then I come in here and I get to play with, well, when I'm here, it's one, two, three, two slide, three slider knobs and a mic. I get to do a check on that. So that's another button I get to press. But other than that, yeah. So yeah, it was a wild party. It was, you know, and it was Sunday night, so it didn't last crazy long. You know, it didn't get like obnoxious. Nobody got violent or nothing like that. Everybody's having a good time. Like I said, it was just a good time. There were a lot of kids running around, you know, putting around on mini bikes at a little courtyard. One kid was just buzzing around on his little 50 or 80. He was not that large of a kid, and he was doing some badass shit, man. It was pretty impressive. It was cool. I was yeah, whole weekend kind of put me in awe. So then today, what did I do? Oh, yeah, so I was riding the bike. I rode the bike to Memorial, too. Memorial was in North Beach. That was a good time. That was a great send-off. He was a great man. Great crowd, all in all. Couldn't ask for anything more. So I rode the bike down there, which is ideal for parking. Parked right in front of Gino and Carlos. Had myself a nice big glass of water. Yeah, and then getting out of there is a lot easier, too. So that was nice. Today, I got to go check out, well, you know, I did a lot of running around because today was the day that I had the moment to do something. And when everything was said and done, I actually went to the, I went down to Burlingame for a retirement party at a go-kart track, go-kart racer, which was a blast. It's a workout. It was such a good time. Got to hang out with some friends, and congratulations, Joe Volker. You badass. You made it. Congrats. I'm so happy for him. He's a good man. He was great to work for. So hopefully I'll see some of him on the outside as well. He was just smiling from ear to ear, man. I can't say that I blame him. It was a great little party we had. So that was good stuff. So I've been making my playlist. It's going to be a short night, like I said. I make a playlist, you know, with that in mind, that there's going to be some broken up parts where somebody's got some shit to talk, and then we go off on tangents, you know. If you listen to any of the old shows, if you haven't listened to any of the old shows, check them out. I go check out the podcast, and I like the August shows. I think on the first we had Matt Hartford, who is a elementary school principal here in San Francisco, and he also rides, and that was a great interview. And we also had, I think on the 8th was our buddy Steve from San Carlos, I believe. And he was, that was a great interview too. He's been riding for a long time and he's got some great stories. And yeah, we called her Bruises. Great story. So check out the old podcasts we're checking out. Check out Pam's show too. Pam's got some good stuff going on with the Joke Workshop before us. Usually there's a little crowd of people in here and they're working out their jokes, and there's a couple nuggets here and there, you know. It's that's kind of fun, and I haven't even listened in on her Friday shows. I gotta work out some time and start listening to some of that stuff, you know, see if it's worth it. It's worth getting in here and checking out, because I'm sure it is. She gets a crowd in here, and you might want to think about doing that as well. But check out the show first and see if it's something you're into. We're going to keep rolling along with music, I think, because that seems to be working out all right. Yeah, I played like 4 songs on the last one just because I was scrambling, you know, just trying to find something to talk about. I hope everybody's riding safe these days. I know when I was coming off that mountain with those turns and like scraping my pipe and the gravel on the road, you know, and you're being as careful as you can, and then people are just motoring up, you know, on these single lane highways and stuff, you know. I mean, just be super careful. Just slow it down. There's really no rush to get anywhere, and if you think like that, it usually helps out a lot. At least for me, it does. I just figure, hey, I'm just getting there. And I actually, today I got pulled over. Yeah. But, oh, by the way, check out those go-karts. That was such a good time. But, yeah, I don't know if I had it in my blood at that point. I was actually on my way to go check that out. And I was a little excited about it because I've never done it before. And it was badass. That was really cool. That was really cool. It's a workout. I like, my helmet's still got a... It was sweaty when I took it off. I was like, oh, man, I didn't realize I was that hot. But they put you in a fire suit and all that. And it was like $45, you know, and you do like a five-minute trial run. And whoever gets the best time, you know, they do a pole position kind of thing. They set you up in that order. And then they let you loose on the track, you know, and then you get 15 minutes on the track. And 15 minutes is actually a long time when you start going around that thing. So, yeah, that was a really good time, and our retiree had a great time. He was smiling from ear to ear, too. You know, we're all barely able to hold our arms up at this point because you're using muscles you didn't think that you haven't used before, so they got no memory. So, yeah, that was a good time. That's worth checking out as well. Congratulations once again to Joe. It was a true pleasure working with you. I'm going to throw some more music on just because it's what I do. See how that works out for you guys.
Clap, clap, clap. Last flash.